she was suspended last summer over it seemed like some issues within the accounts department, insubordination, other things like that. Although during that hearing, she made some more allegations about some wrongdoing within the accounts department, and then proceeded to go to newspapers and radio stations to reiterate those allegations publicly.
Did those allegations ever come up with proof?
No. There was an investigation conducted by the Saratoga Springs Police Department. They didn't find any real evidence of wrongdoing. It was then investigated, or at least looked into, by the Attorney General's office. They haven't acknowledged an investigation, but requested documents from the Saratoga Springs Police Department and interviewed some witnesses in Saratoga Springs, including Mary Zlotnick. They have not released any statements acknowledging an investigation or making any accusations of wrongdoing. Accounts Commissioner John Frank conducted an internal investigation and said he found no evidence of wrongdoing. He said that the allegations essentially stem from Mary Zlotnick's ignorance of the law. He said that she did not understand what she was accusing, or did not understand the law surrounding condo assessments.
You have reported that Mary Zlotnick received $33,000 a year in salary for her position in the city, yet it has cost more than $61,000 to try to fire Mary Zlotnick. Can you explain a bit more about that cost?
Right. The cost really stems from attorney's fees. There was a labor attorney from Harris Beach that the city used for labor disputes. Altogether, I think there were something like 57 hours of hearings, and then outside work done by the attorneys. The attorney's fees themselves came to about $35,000. They also had to pay for a hearing officer to preside over it. That came to about $21,000. The attorneys were being paid $200 an hour. The hearing officer made $1,600 a day. So the costs added up quickly. The hearing was unusually public, because usually personnel hearings are held behind closed doors, but Mary Zlotnick requested that the hearings be made public, which is her right to do so, and that the hearings went on for several days.
And what is the status now?
Well, she was terminated in December after the hearing. There was the initial hearing on insubordination charge, and then a later hearing to fire her, basically for the allegations she made. She hasn't been working for the city since December, but she filed a lawsuit, I believe earlier this year, to reclaim her job and asking for back pay.